DJ Ruckus, aka Corporate Money. Let's get it poppin'.
Future Star DJ.
X Factor.
First of all, wanna congratulate you on your success, brother.
I appreciate it, homie.
What do you think about Fayetteville from your visit?
Oh, man. Fayetteville, North Carolina was turned up, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to come back, man. That was my first time going, so you know what I'm saying? We got to come back, man. We got to set it up, make it bigger than life, man. I enjoy myself, though, man. I say proud, man. So energetic, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was so energetic.
Yeah.
And I want to give a big salute to everybody who came out, though.
Definitely was classic, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be talked about for a long, long time.
More doubt. Like I say, man, I'm going to give a big salute to all of DJs in North Carolina, Fayetteville, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who ever, you know what I'm saying, who follows me, anybody who supports the movement, man, I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, though, for real, homie.
That's what's up, man. Did some research, and I found out that you used to get your Hank Aaron on.
Yeah, I used to play baseball, man.
Where, what position?
I was center field in high school, you know what I'm saying, from 4 to 14, I was in infield, second base, so when I went to high school, I did, I was in center field, but I was just a baby all ninth grade. I had no skill, man. If it wasn't been for the street, man, I probably ain't no telling what would happen. I can play, though.
Okay, I'm not saying you can, man. You might have, like, the Rich Homie Quan Softball League or something.
You know what I'm saying? You never know, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we do be trying. I be trying to give back a lot, man. Like, so you know what I'm saying? You never know what to see, though, man.
What was the biggest change? Like, as far as I know, you was like a mixtape artist. You were on your grind. Like, I heard about Tizzy. Hopefully, I'm saying his name right.
Tizzy. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm saying, like, the biggest thing, though, man, and it's just been, the biggest lesson I've learned throughout it all, man, is, man, coming from nothing, keep your circle small. You know what I'm saying? And the same dudes you start out with, man, you usually want to end out with those same dudes. You don't want everybody in your business. You know what I'm saying? The people you call your people, man, you want to make sure your team strong, man. It ain't even about you, it's about the brand. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, I know for a fact, I never be bigger than the brand. But, like, the brand is what we pushing. It ain't just Rich on the corner, it's just Rich Homie in general. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure everything you do be positive. You want to make sure you move strategic. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? Just follow your dream and stay focused, man.
Cool. What
no matter how many times you fall, man, you got to get back up.
What advice can you suggest to an artist who is putting out mixtapes and they're trying to be in the position that you're in?
First and foremost, I would tell somebody, like, I wouldn't put out too much music, man. I would give me a solid team, man. Once I know my team believes in me, the less music is the better. You know what I'm saying? I would try to get me, I would start somewhere, though, you know what I'm saying? Start with four people. Start small and make it grow. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure these same people, they breathe. Whatever you screaming, man, you want to try. I ought to be screaming that same thing. You know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't put out number one, me taping got a crazy buzz. I feel it. But it's just the message. So I look at it from the content. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can put a mixtape out. You know what I mean? It's the content. Or what can I, you know what I'm saying, give somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Like, what else was I going to be offering in music? When I was in jail, I was like, man, everybody named mama trying to rap now in Atlanta. It's different from, you know what I'm saying? I want to grow up and do this, man. People want to grow up being rappers in Atlanta now, man. They don't want to do the sports no more.
Doctors, lawyers.
So it's harder, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking to myself, like, what do I have different to say? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going to make somebody want to listen to my music opposed to this one's music? I told myself, man, if I get out here and just keep it real, just tell my story, I probably could sell myself. You know what I mean?
Goodfella Radio.
Ruckus.
DJ Ruckus 757.com. I know you're busy, man, so I'm not going to keep you up here too much longer. Got two questions for you. Say you're in California.
All right.
You got an iPod. All right. The iPod is solar powered, so you never have to worry about your batteries going down. If you could pick 3 to 5 albums to have on that iPod to listen to for a week, what 3 albums would you choose?
3 albums. I do better with albums. You know what I'm saying? Tupac, Me Against the World, Lil Wayne, Carter One, and I'm feeling Kendrick Lamar new album. You know what I'm saying? Then it be the 3 on Ryan. Then it be 3 like this. You know what I'm saying? Like some of my all time greats. Then Carter One, Tupac, Me Against the World, and Kendrick Lamar new album.
Who was your influence?
My influence, Hot Boys, Boosie. Well, it'd be a lot of down south music, like nothing against up north or nothing like that. It's just like I be trying to, a lot of my favorites come from like situations I've been in, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a fan of good music though, but I like content music, like the crunk music, it'd be good for a while, but it only be in for so long, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I be a fan of good music. So, like, that country music, that music you can listen to 10 years from now, 20 years from now, like, that's how I want my music to be, you know what I'm saying? More like close, like, this between me and you. That's something somebody gonna say. They gonna keep saying that forever. People gonna be feeling some type of way forever. You know what I'm saying? So that's really how I try to make the music. Like, I don't want to just make it for modern day. I want to make it for they'll last forever, man. I want that Tupac feel, that Boosie feel, that Biggie feel. You know what I'm saying? That good music, that motivational music.
While we're speaking about good music and motivational music, how did you feel when you first heard your song being played on Atlanta radio?
Man, like I told myself, I think that was I was ecstatic, bro. I remember, like, yesterday I was at home in my sister room. When I heard it, like, I just sat on the bed. I ain't turn it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't get excited like I thought I would, because I was like, I ain't going. It's really your time. You really finna get your time. Man, what you gonna do with it? I think that's the day from that day up, man. I just focus, like, I don't want the opportunity to fall through my head. So let me just get on my antennas, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, once again, I appreciate you taking this time. I know you are a man in much demand.
It's all good, though, brother. Like, man, anything you need, like, drop anything, bro, man. I'd be more than happy to help you, though, man. Because I do be busy, but, boy, I know it's the DJ that keep me, you know what I'm saying? They keep your movement going, bro, because that y'all ain't nothing really, bro.
It's DJ Ruckus in the mix with the Big Stick, Foxy 99.